Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been an amazing run, and there's all kinds of stuff to talk about with them. We'll get to it in a moment, but we do have some responses to the accusations of who left a comb in our studio for the last week. We've kind of narrowed it down, and we think we speculated that might have been TV's Dan Miller, might have been in here doing a Lion show. It would make some sense. There's a non-zero chance that it's Valeni's. We did the 3-2-1. We both said Mark Ryan. All possibilities. You put a greater emphasis. You think it might be Wojo or Caputo's. I don't think it's either of them, but we did get some response.
Oh, yeah. So Stoney responded, and Stoney said, "You should have seen what I used before the invention of the comb."
That's funny.
That is funny. Yeah. And then Dan Miller replied, LOL, blank no. I pointed it out to Wojo and said, WTF, I haven't seen a comb like that since sixth grade when I think a kid had it on a switchblade.
Those are the best kinds.
There you go.
I love it. I replied with greatest response ever.
Oh, there you go. So it's not.
Love Dan Miller.
It's not Miller. Oh, he's great. He's
it's not Miller.
It's not Miller.
Miller wouldn't leave his comb around.
No, Miller's more responsible. Irresponsible comb ownership is a problem in America in 2024.
Might leave his Brill Cream lying around, but not his comb. So now we're still thinking Mark Ryan.
Yeah. Okay, so at Tiger game last night.
So mean.
Yep. I'll start with this. Credit Casey Mize. It's not like he was perfect. He gave up base runners in every single inning. Maybe he had 1-1-2-3. Did he have 1-1-2-3 inning? I don't think he did. He gave up a base runner that got wiped out by a double play. But if you told me leave the game after giving up one run, I'd take it.
Right. And yet doesn't make it out of the fifth inning. And this is what's amazing when you're watching. He didn't have his great stuff, although he was throwing the ball pretty hard. That was nice to see. But in 4 1/3 innings, he gave up 6 hits and 4 walks.
Do you know how tough it is in 4 1/3 to give up one run with 6 hits and 4 walks?
I mean, for a team to have 6 walks in a game and only get one run out of that,
mm-hmm.
That's incredible. And Bobby Witt Jr. walked 3 times, and he's the one that scored. Last night was just a masterclass on how this is working.
Yeah.
And you really can't explain
that's a good way to put it. How this
is working.
Yep.
And I want to make sure I got this right from what Benetti said this morning with the morning show about Shelby Miller. Shelby Miller is right-handed. So typically bring in right-handers to face right-handers, mm-hmm. right? But sometimes, occasionally, you'll get players that have weird splits, the reverse splits, that they're better against lefties than they are against righties, even though they're right-handed. Shelby Miller is that guy. Shelby Miller against right-handed batters. Keep in mind, he's a right-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
105 at-bats. The righties are hitting .276 against him with an .855 OPS. Quite robust. However, when you throw him in against the lefty, 98 at-bats, pretty even with the .105 from the righties. Lefties are hitting .122 with a .417 OPS against Shelby Miller. It's literally cut in half better than that. Of what lefties do versus what righties do. And that's why he's there in that situation.
It's amazing because it falls in line with a lot of nonsensical stuff that is working out is working out. When the organization said we're playing for the future, the guys that are supposed to be the future started winning in the now. And that is an amazing set of circumstance. Let's get to your phone calls. Gary, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Gary.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're great, okay. Gary.
Hey, I was looking at the standings this morning on the internet and stuff. Now, if the Tigers beat Kansas City today, okay, they're pretty much even with Kansas City and Minnesota. Do we have the tiebreaker over Kansas City?
No.
We don't have the if we sweep them?
No.
No, they've done better this season against the Tigers.
I think they've got 7 wins. I think Kansas City's 7-5 against Detroit. If Detroit wins today, they will. I mean, again, Minnesota, it depends what Minnesota does, but they would be then 2 games behind Kansas City.
Is it different if all 3 tie?
I think the Tigers are eliminated because they lose because the tiebreaker to the other 3. They need the third team that would have to be involved. Would have to be a team that Detroit holds a tiebreaker over.
Gotcha. All right.
Well, at least we have 2 teams to scoreboard watch now if they sweep today.
Well, we do. I saw a story about a third team.
Mm-hmm.
The plummeting Orioles. Mm. And I'm like, there's no way they can make up 6.5 games or 5.5 games. But it seems so unlikely. But, I mean, if you look at Baltimore's schedule, they've got 3 with Tampa. I'm sorry, they've got the toughest remaining. They've got 3 with Detroit. They've got 3, I think, with the Yankees. And 3 with somebody else.
Minnesota. I think Minnesota.
Right. I think you're right. And if they don't get their act together, could they play themselves into this mixing bowl of teams trying to make the playoffs? I suspect they'll be fine, but
they're 3-7 in their last 10 games.
They better be careful. They got smoked last night by San Francisco 10-0.
They're 3-7 in their last 10 games. Yep. The Tigers are 8-2 in their last 10 games. I mean, who knows what happens tonight, but let's, if you dare to dream and see, okay, if Tarek Skubal pitches lights out, the Tigers push a couple runs across the board and they're fortunate enough to win tonight's game. And see what happens with Baltimore. If Baltimore continues to plummet and then Detroit goes to Baltimore for the next 3?
It's just somebody open the door for the Tigers. That's the thing. We just need somebody to open the door.
Well, that door ain't locked.
Oh, it's not. It just needs, they need it just to crack open because they're acting like a team that's going to charge through it.
It's like you're on the front porch. You're knocking on the door. It's unlocked. And you're waiting for someone just to say, come on in. And then you can open it up yourself or... the door is open.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Jared Goff at noon, 97.1 The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.